Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Joanna Brandy is here. Joanna is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. More than 19 years, she's been hanging out with us and sharing some of her great perspectives and ideas and programs with us over the years. She is the author of Winning at Customer Retention, 51 Ways to Stay Positive, just a couple of her books, and she's here to talk to us about that last topic. Joanna, welcome back.
I thank you so much.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Thanks for 19 great years.
What are we going to do for our 20th anniversary?
I don't know. We'll have to do something.
We're
kind of excited about surviving that long. How about that?
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll get a whole lot of smart people together and have this giant mastermind group
and
figure out all this stuff that other people can't seem to figure out.
We
huh?
sure have got plenty of smart people in the Brain Trust.
You really do. You surrounded yourself with
amazing people. And you're on top of the list. So, okay, Joanna, I've talked a lot about engagement on the show before with other engagement experts and the fact that the records show, the research shows, about a third, 25% to a third of the folks are engaged. About the other middle part are not engaged.
Right.
And then the other part are actively disengaged. They're actually hurting you.
Yeah.
They're not just being ambivalent toward you. They're hurting you.
Yeah.
And are you saying that positive behavior, positive nature, positive intention can help that, can fix that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I just got back from a conference in Arizona last week. It was called Work Human. Isn't that a strange title?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have to remind ourselves we have humans in the workplace. Very
mm-hmm.
strange. Many people are disengaged because they don't feel valued. They don't feel appreciated. They don't feel acknowledged. They're not connected to the mission of the company. They have a bad experience of work, and almost all the data point to when people don't leave jobs, they leave supervisors, managers,
research,
they leave their immediate boss.
Decades of research shows that.
It's
not about compensation. It's about how they're treated.
Yeah. So I think the imperative is, how do we change our leadership? How do we change the way we lead and manage people? Two weeks ago in my newsletter, I talked about millennials, and I talked about millennials because I'm so sick of talking about millennials. It just keeps coming up, like, get over it. They need more praise. Okay. We, these are our children. We
mm-hmm.
made them this way. So I started talking a little bit about, millennials will be the largest force in the workforce.
They already are.
All right. So let's get over the fact that they don't have the same values that they do. I hear CEOs, I work with CEOs a lot. I hear them talking about them. Instead of asking the right questions, this is the future of my workplace. How do
mm-hmm.
I need to change me so that I can accommodate these young, brilliant people who work differently and think differently than we do?
Well, exactly, and the thing that I found is that you don't have to be like a millennial to be respected by millennials.
But they do need a different type of attention. But when you look at the type of attention they need, it's really what everybody needs. When positive leadership, when I work with a company and people become positive leaders, they don't just make the millennials happier; they
mm-hmm.
make everybody happier.
That's right.
Because this.
Why do you think people are not positive? What makes people not positive? Do we know?
Well, sure.
Is it personality?
Yeah, no,
is it,
no,
is it life? Is it,
we have a negativity,
is it the communist
bias that's
plot,
built into our brain?
What is it?
Our brains are built. The human brain is kind of formed in different layers, starting with the brain stem, which is our primal response to fear.
The reptilian.
The reptilian
uh-huh.
brain. So, um, some people, there is a genetic component. Some people are born happy. Some people aren't. If you got more than one kid, you know that, right? You got more than one grandkid, you know that.
Yeah.
So there's the personality piece of it. But the rest of it is how often that fear response is triggered, how often we go to negativity. Some people, the naturally happy people, don't gravitate towards the more negative things, but the people that are pessimistic, the people that are naturally drawn towards negativity, they tend to get triggered more often from, let's say, the watching the news. It's not hard to get triggered from watching the news, right? Because it triggers the fear circuits. And then when it triggers the fear circuits, there's a different kind of behavior.
Should we interview for positiveness?
Yeah, we should interview for positivity and optimism, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, because when
that's
you...
really, that, I like the fact that you stuck that last word in there.
Yeah, not just, no, and you know what, I'm even starting to rebel from the word happiness, because I'm getting so much pushback. What we're talking about,
but okay, is positive. I'll say, but I'm just saying, should we interview for positive and optimism?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We haven't always done that, though, have we?
No, of course we haven't.
Because it was a time when we didn't think that was, it wasn't really even on our radar screen, right? I mean, you go to work, you're not supposed to be happy.
I can hear my father's voice in my head.
Of course, old days, of course.
Yeah, but I'm not
your mother, I'm giving you a job.
I'm giving you a job, just do your job. You know, and I remember, because I have a long work history since I was a little girl.
Yeah.
You know, she seems bright, let's throw her in the pool and see if she can swim. Mm-hmm. You know, so we weren't
but
told
today,
the expectations.
But today we
oh,
need
very
to
different.
Interview for positive people. You know, I interviewed someone recently, and I was impressed by the way that this young person had dealt with life.
Well, that's
and,
how you have
and,
to.
And that was an interesting scenario for me. I mean, that little seeing how she dealt with a tough life situation attracted me to her, because it told me that yes, she's just a kid. But she dealt with this.
Yes, so
that
person, also
that person
about,
could help me in my business.
Well, and that's the other thing I want to add to that. You know, interview for positivity, interview for optimism, and interview for resilience.
Right.
We need people with resilience.
But optimism is what gets your resilience started.
Absolutely.
You got to believe there's a possibility if you're going to be resilient.
Yes. Yeah.
I need your
the
website.
The good thing
quickly.
Is it can be taught.
Website, Joanna.
PositiveEnergizer.com and ReturnOnHappiness.com.
All right. So check that out. We'll get a quick break right after these messages. Back with Joanna.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.